Yo, welcome back to Sider's Pod. This is your boy Mo, and we're also joined by
Toby the Guy Senpai.
Who's Ty, fan on the pod, aka the champion?
It's Tom.
Okay, now first things first, before we start to get, you know, crazy on this thing, I'll let you guys know that this is the last general episode you're going to see on YouTube for the next month.
True.
Yeah, so we're trying out something different. So you'll be seeing general episodes on Spotify or any of your major streaming platforms. But for the next month on YouTube, it's just going to be the Ask a Student series or the Uni Chronicles. Cool. Now we got that out of the way, yeah? We can't get past the... You know, the major thing in the building. You guys can see the bottles. I mean, there's only two of them, but there's still bottles.
That's plural. Wait, can I make an announcement too?
Go ahead,
that
man.
That links to your announcement. Cool. This episode was brought to you by Roku Gin.
No, the fuck it wasn't.
Facts.
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was. Don't interrupt him. Let's go.
Tom, we've got the bottle right here.
This is handcrafted Japanese gin.
This is free advertisement. What is going on?
How the fuck did these niggas do it with their hand? Is the question.
Are you man okay with it?
You get me?
Are you man okay with this?
I don't know how the hell they did it with their hands. Yeah, and this is what we'll be drinking tonight. Mo, could you fill us up?
Yeah, man.
Listen, we ain't sponsored by no one or nothing. This is all coming out.
That's true.
This is all coming out of our pocket.
This came out of pocket. But you know how you can sponsor us for the next drink?
Oh my God.
The Sliders Patreon, Sliders Miami. So, guys, if we went to Miami, what's the first thing we're doing when we touch ground?
When you touch ground, oof. Is Rolling Loud a thing at that point?
Any festivals? Any parties?
I'll let you guys know.
Boris, just let us out.
I'm calling my girl to know I landed safely.
You landed safely.
Bro. I respect it. That's the correct answer, surely.
I'd call my mum to let her know.
And the loved ones know you've touched.
I feel like we've had mad nights out in Newcastle, but Miami is something that would be different. America would be different. Like, what's the maddest thing that's happened to you in Newcastle?
Newcastle.
That's
like
a long list, bruv.
What, in the context of you're just in a club or you're just walking through the street?
Put it like, what's the... The night that you remember the most, the night that you'll never forget in Newcastle. Good, bad, ugly. There's been some ugly ones.
I got one.
There's been some ugly shit.
There has been a lot of ugly shit. And I guess you could probably go into that a little bit later. Yeah. But here's sort of like the beauty of Newcastle, right? I always remember this one night. We're just in the club. Obviously, you have like your student nights in Newcastle. So it's a Tuesday. It will definitely have been a Tuesday in Tup Tup. Standard, and usually get your crowd of students. However, there was this old guy, well, two old guys actually, and they're there, and everyone in the crowd has a certain look like towards them because they don't really fit towards like that student audience. Yeah. But at the same time, do you remember that night? Cool. So they were just there, so everyone's just looking at them like, what the fuck? What are they doing in the circle? Then one guy who we're close with, I won't say his name, one guy we're close with. He just brings this. Sorry. Oh, I don't know what's going on. I was trying to ignore it, but
I can't do this. This is fucking.
We fucked it heavy.
This tastes like shit.
No, it's the ginger ale.
I don't know. Bro, you can't taste the ginger ale. You can't taste the ginger ale. This tastes like shit.
I'm drinking water for everyone, by the way.
I've got backup. I'm sorry to interrupt, Toby, but
I'm not an alcoholic like these, man.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Either way, it's half. I warned you, but yeah, maybe you can go into a little bit into the drinks later. Shout out to our sponsors as well, but
we ain't got no fucking sponsors, bro.
We do.
We don't.
Sponsored by Roku Gin.
No, the
shout
fuck we're
out
not.
Avatar Roku fam, best avatar in the series.
Wait, what money did?
Tesco.
Taff, what money did they give you? How are they sponsoring us?
Tom, why is the bottle there?
I know for what you spent your money on that bottle,
nigga. I'm broke. I ain't got no money. What I'm saying is this right here is the truth. That's what this is. But sorry to interrupt, Toby.
It's perfectly fine. Don't worry. But as I was saying before, it speaks for the beauty of Newcastle because you have two old guys who don't fit the audience in which like the club setting was at. Obviously, you have a club of students and you have two old guys who are just in the circle. Everyone's looking at each other like, yo, what's going on right now? And then one guy who we're friends with.
It was fucking... Oh, my God. Say his name.
Fucking isn't.
So what? We say names.
We're saying names.
No, it's nothing bad, big man.
Oh my God, Tom's a madman.
No confidentiality.
Honestly, that's what I'm saying. That's why before we even started recording, we had a little, The do's and the don'ts.
The do's and the don'ts. And
what I'm
going to
say is,
he did
this man and this man, they're fishy on the don't.
Wait, me?
Yes, you don't. Yo, me?
No, no, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Tom did a don't. That's common knowledge. You don't say niggas.
Nah, no, no. If you actually know the story Toby's talking about, it's not that deep that I said.
He could have said Patricia.
Nah, it was PJ, bro.
He could have.
Oh, you know, even that's it. That's what he goes by.
I don't care, because that no, I know what story Toby's talking about.
I don't care.
And I almost end up in a fight
about
that night.
About a man's privacy.
Because of PJ. But anyway, Toby, continue.
Tom, listen, whatever beef you have with this, whoever he is.
Who's PJ?
Whatever issue you have with him, I don't think...
You keep... Tom, you say his name again, yeah? I'll crop you out of this video.
Crop him out of the video.
Because I'm going to have to... I'm going to have to blur... I'm going to have to
Why
blur that.
Why are you blurring it out? It's not that deep.
Do you know how many people you have to do?
Huh? It's not that... Actually, let Toby finish the story, because it's honestly not that deep.
Thank you very much, guys. So yes, as I was saying, you had that should not be named. I can't remember his name, can't lie. Mm. Yes, you had him, and he pretty much brought these two guys into the circle. You know, it's just good vibe. It was a good vibe between them three, I suppose. I'm not sure what everyone else was thinking, but it was funny to watch just the fact like these two guys who were just completely out of it, essentially. Not really part of... It's a student night at the end of the day. And it's like, bro, why are you even here? But either way, they still got involved. So they had their fun. And I guess it was fun for the whole crowd as well. And to me, I just saw that. I was just like, damn. Like, it's just crazy the fact that, like, anyone can be part of it, you know?
Fuck them old men.
Okay.
Fuck
okay,
them
so
old
what
men.
Happened with you and these
Fuck
old men?
Fuck them old
yeah,
men.
What's your beef?
That man don't have to keep the hamster.
So you're beefing this guy whose name's...
No, I said his name. I said that I more better not bleep it out. Because, what's it called? Them old men don't have to keep their hands to them damn selves.
Okay.
Okay, I don't like people touching me. These men were out here trying to touch me. I was like, no, no, no.
Did they touch your private areas?
What kind of question is that?
What kind of question is that? Well, what kind of question is that? Well, what the hell did they do, Tom?
I don't like people touching me, bro. These man, no.
What, like
the
your
guy
shoulder?
Hold your shoulder and you attacked him.
No,
like,
man.
What
one of the man, what's it called, just started touching my way. Because.
Oh my God.
Put me out the night. One of them tried grabbing my waist. So I was like, that's
another
not
name.
They tried grabbing my waist. So I was like, no, it's
I hate
not
Tom. This selfish nigga.
Wait, why?
He said another name.
This guy pulled me out, yeah.
Oh, wait.
I have to
said
edit
another
all
name.
This shit. This selfish nigga. Anyway, that's
good. This whole podcast is just going to be Tom doing the DMX. It was Brenda, Lakeisha, Shaniqua, about two.
Oh, my God. You man are too drunk, bro. I'll tell you, I hate that.
Nav, I get where Tom's coming from.
We're drunk, but we're still acting more sensible than you are.
No,
Tom.
You're not. How am I not acting sensible?
Look at you, fam.
You're out here just dropping
Man's
names.
Man's out here.
Like
no. If I can be allowed to do a personal attack, you know, hopefully with no one talking about me this time, you know who you are. Anyway, yeah.
Wow. But
Tom is out here with his shorts and his knees
okay, and?
On blast. And he's here talking all this crud.
Yeah, I am.
Mentioning names left and right.
Is this not my house?
Is
this not my house?
Let's not talk about houses.
Hey.
Is this not my house?
Bro, you can talk about houses.
I swear you both can talk about houses.
You can all talk about houses, Tom. What is guest etiquette? Mo first.
Taff, you don't want to talk about guests.
What makes a good guest?
A good guest
in your house.
Treating the host with respect.
Mm-hmm.
The utmost respect.
Of course.
You never disrespect the host. Yeah. Mm-hmm. For one. And then two. Yeah, you know, there's certain things you don't do.
Like what?
Sleeping.
Wait,
excessive
what?
Sleeping on the host's couch. Yeah. Using the host's burner. Yeah, that one's there. The freezer. All of that.
Yeah. Okay.
All I'm going to say is, if the smell of your couch changes, the smell of the guest's sweat is a serious issue.
It's a big issue. Toby, what makes a good guest for you?
Appreciation, man. Appreciation.
That's a big one.
We all love a bit of appreciation.
Yeah, and you can't appreciate anything if you're asleep. I rest my case.
There we go. You rest your case, it's gonna rest its head on my couch.
Just funny. I find it interesting that Taff brought up this topic. Especially Taff. And Toby as well, on about appreciation.
Okay.
You know what makes it a good guest? They don't put their crusty toes on your couch.
Okay.
Okay, they take off the shoes when they enter your room.
Bow.
They don't enter your flat without your knowledge and go rummaging through your fridge.
Skirt.
That must have been tough.
That was Toby. No, that was Toby.
Wait, you're lying. I remember that was Sit on God.
They don't come into your flat while you're sleeping. Use all your cups for priest and leave your flat in absolute state. Chairs fucking down, cups everywhere, drinks pool everywhere.
Okay.
There's no way.
While you yourself have not gone out.
Okay.
And then they do not act brand new when shit happens to them.
What makes a good guest for me is if they don't shit in your goddamn toilet. That's what this podcast is really about. That's what this is really about. That's what we're really here for, man. This nigga Tom, he did a number two. He potted. He did whatever you lot want to say, yeah? And he lied. He lied to my face. But he could not lie to my nose. He lied. And I'll never forget it. That's okay. What makes a good guest to me. That's what I was about to be. He was about to... I'll tell you how it happened too, but I'll tell you exactly what the perpetrator did. Yes, we were chilling. He slept over and he was about to leave, ordered the Uber car. I say, Tom, safe. He says, big man, can I use your toilet? I'm like, go on, bro. Use the toilet. He goes, uses the toilet. I'm chilling in the kitchen, doing what I'm doing, whipping up the food. And he leaves and I walk into my room. I walk into my room, damn near went blind. How blind does it have to be for me to almost lose my sight?
He already wears glasses, bro.
He already wears glasses.
Okay, hold on, guys.
And still would have worn glasses
if I could present my defense, first of all, Tafa shat in my toilet numerous times and left skid marks.
Your permission?
Huh?
I do not lie.
Number two, because don't get me wrong. I've shat in toilet Tafa, but I was literally gone less than 2 minutes. Apparently, I just did the maddest shit and cut. I was literally gone for less than 2 minutes. I didn't shit in his toilet that day. Let me make that very clear. Third of all, Taf does not clean his toilet. So his room would smell of shit either way. That's all I have to say.
You know what?
You filthy pig. Listen, how dare you?
Taf don't clean his fucking toilet, bro.
What makes a good guest for me is if they don't come to your yard and cuss it after. That's what makes a good guest for me.
Taf's got hella lime
skill. That's what makes a good
guest for me. Taf's got hella lime skill, bro. Hella lime skill. No bleach, no nothing, bro.
If they don't come
Man said just lime scale and vibes. Just lime scale and vibes. You don't fucking touch the toilet, bro. You have a toilet brush, you don't use it. That shit. Imagine, how does a toilet brush have dust on it? How does a toilet brush have dust on it? That make sense. No. Don't come out of the center of the room because it smells like shit whether I'm there or not. Fuck off, Taf. Fuck off. No, Taf, your toilet is dirty, bruv. Your shower is dirty. Lime scale. No bleach. No nothing. Dust on your shower because you ain't even bathing yourself, bruv. It's fucking ridiculous, bruv. It's ridiculous. No, your toilet is brown. That's the natural color. When you moved in, it was white. Okay. It was white. Your toilet bowl is brown. Your toilet seat has mold, bruv. I'm tired.
Tom, let me speak, Tom. We're going to have to do two things. Stop the podcast and stop the fucking cap. That's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to stop all the cap. Speaking lowercase, nigga.
Wait, which one first? Which one first?
We're gonna have to do all at the same time.
Can we call it quits? We have to call it quits. I'm sorry.
I'm not in control. Slow it down.
Wait, I'm crying. Oh, all the shit's going out, bro. I don't even care.
Let me just speak. I use Yankee candles.
Cap.
I don't even need to listen. If you know what a candle is, a scented candle, if you're an educated nigga with a brain, you better be using scented candles, fam, because Febreze doesn't cut it, fam. That's 2 minutes and it's gone. You need a scented candle that will last you about a week. That's what I use, yeah? I use these scented candles and I always leave them up there. Tom knows. You know I leave those scented candles up.
I don't know what you're talking about, bro. I ain't got a clue what you're talking about.
Okay,
What this has been is a bold-faced lie.
Sliding out.